This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute. I'm Liz Hoffman. The artwork found within our Lutheran churches today exemplifies both beauty and detail, but more importantly, has a theological meaning. World Lutheran News Digest talked with someone who has a God-given talent for creating artwork with a meaning, and that artwork can be found in some very familiar places.
They cut up pieces of wood and color them and use those pieces to establish a picture. And it's pretty much abstract because I use large chunks of wood and sometimes small chunks, you know, various sizes. I use some aluminum to frame the crosses sometimes. I use paint.
That was artist and professor Bill Wolfram from Seward, Nebraska. While his crosses are beautiful works of art, Bill stresses they are more than just decorations.
It should have a message to it. It shouldn't be there just to be pretty, but it should have some theology. In fact, it wasn't too many weeks ago, I went to a church and I counted that about 32 crosses in the church, in the worship space, and that just becomes redundant and meaningless. There's no meaning there. The cross, when it's done for a church, should have theology and it should have power, and it should be the only central focus on the front wall of the church. Maybe a couple others here and there, but it shouldn't be just a decorative item. So that's what I'm concerned about, is the theology that is behind the artwork that's placed in churches.
Bill explains the importance of design in each of his crosses.
As I'm working on it, I try to think about the importance of this cross and how it will say something to the people in the congregation. For example, and this is going to be a little radical here, I think one of the best ways to design cross would be to design the cross first and then design part of the architecture, but certainly the accoutrements, or, you know, the font and the altar and the pulpit or ambo, those things coming from the cross. The design of the cross should dictate the design of some of these other things, most of these things, maybe all of the things that are placed within the chancel of a church. You know, the whole theological thing is very important. The cross is our starting point in life. Why shouldn't it be the starting point of our decoration?
Even the International Center for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod in St. Louis, Missouri, is home to Bill's work.
Yeah, chapel there is, I guess I should call it an ambo. It's not a big, heavy, full pulpit. And the altar and the font were designed by me. A lot of the artwork in there was designed by other people, of course. But I did those three items. I did the artwork at St. John Lutheran Church in Seward here, the pulpit and font and altar. I did a huge cross from the Sacred Shield, California. So they're kind of spotted all over the place. Florida, I got one of my crosses hanging in a church. Right now I'm designing one for a church in Kearney, Nebraska.
When the artwork is sold, proceeds benefit those who share Lutheranism around the world.
Most of that money goes to missions. I like to give directly to missionaries, too. Mapleton, Iowa there, Mission Central, I believe it's called. And that's kind of one of the purposes of doing artwork, is to make some money so that I can support missions.
To see the beautiful artwork that Bill has created, or to find out how your church can display his pieces, click on the link to his website on kfuo.org. This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.